That's the sound of a $3,000 acoustic guitar. It's so pricey because the instrument is made out of Western bigleaf maple. The wood is so prized for its complex, beautiful grain that poachers are cutting down bigleaf maples in the forests of the Pacific Northwest. Here's reporter Austin Jenkins. He begins his story at the scene of the crime.
Officer Chris Rankin with the Washington State Department of Natural Resources stops his truck on a dirt road and gets out. He's brought me to a parcel of state forest land near Tacoma, Washington, aptly named Maple Hollow. This is where several months ago a pair of maple thieves struck.
What they actually did was they blazed a trail through the woods here and cut down small trees as they went to get down to the theft site.
Rankin leads me down this narrow, crudely cut road in the forest to a clearing.
This is one of the theft sites right here. As you can see, this is where the bigleaf maple was standing.
All that remains is a massive stump about 5 feet across and a pile of sawdust. The lower third of this 100-foot, 100-year-old tree has been cut up and removed. The rest of this maple, the leafy, branchy part, lies rotting in a wetland ravine. Rankin says these thieves knew what they were looking for.
This has some very good pattern in it here. You can see the grain and the wood. If you can imagine, you know, this particular grain being on a guitar, that would be very desirable.
Desirable and valuable. A pickup load of this so-called figured maple can fetch several thousand dollars on the black market. Why the high dollar value? The rare and highly sought-after lines, whorls, and ripples are coveted by instrument makers and fine woodworkers. Statistics on maple tree thefts in the Pacific Northwest are hard to come by, but police and the timber industry say it's a significant problem on public and private forest land. Patty Case is a spokeswoman for Green Diamond Resource, a Northwest timber company. She says virtually every maple tree on Green Diamond's 300,000 acres in Washington state has been checked by would-be thieves.
What that means is that someone will come in and take a chunk of bark out in order to see the grain underneath the bark and determine whether it's valuable as music wood.
The thieves scout the trees by day, then use the cover of night to harvest them, cutting the choice wood into 2-foot blocks, the industry standard for making a guitar. It's a crime that takes some skill and know-how, but police say the thieves are most likely just trying to support a drug habit.
It's just rampant, just absolutely horrible. And they're bold, you know.
Donnie Van Orman runs a wood mill in Elma, Washington. For more than 20 years, he's supplied cedar and figured maple to big-name guitar makers around the world. He's also a crusader for tougher laws to crack down on tree thieves. He likens them to poachers who kill wild animals.
It's like killing a bear and only taking the bladder. You know what I'm saying? What a shame. What a shame. And it's not renewable. I mean, we won't live long enough to renew it.
Police say maple theft in the woods of the Pacific Northwest has been a problem for the last 5 to 8 years. It's not necessarily getting worse, but it's also not getting better. The concern is, if it continues, the trees will eventually be gone.
The thing about maple that's awesome is it's a very bright tone, but it still carries a lot of richness.
Michael Patrick Smith is a veteran guitar salesman in Olympia, Washington. He says a maple-backed guitar has a special sound.
So it's got a lot of definition, but a very rich tone at the same time. Yes.
But it's not just the sound of maple, it's the look.
A lot of people go for the look. They just freak out over how beautiful the maple is.
The back of the guitar Smith is playing looks like it's on fire. He calls it flame maple. Another term is curly. The streaks of red and yellow look almost iridescent.
It doesn't even look real. It's that beautiful.
Major guitar makers say they only work with trusted wood suppliers, but the reality is there's no way to trace the lineage of a piece of bigleaf maple once it leaves the mill. That's why police say they have to focus on catching the thieves or those who buy directly from them. For NPR News, I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia, Washington.